I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Donald Trump and Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari meet today at the White House. Open Doors USA is asking President Trump to urge President Buhari to protect the Christians in his country. Open Doors' Sarah Cunningham explains.
Open Doors has learned that 19 people, two priests, and 17 worshipers were killed at a church in Nigeria this past Tuesday. So it's believed to be an attack carried out by a group we're getting to be familiar with. They're a militant group of herdsmen. They're a subset of the Fulani people. And it's really troubling because this group of militants, they're claiming so many lives that they're beginning to rival the level of Boko Haram in terms of threat.
So let's pray, advocate, and raise awareness about what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria. And in a remote area of Niger, a Christian Aid mission partner saw the lack of nutrition and income. They're responding by giving goats to vulnerable people. Christian Aid's Sarah Simba.
This has proven to be the best way for them to prevent malnutrition and fight in reducing poverty in that part of Niger. And it gives them an income, and it's an ongoing income. It's sustainable, and it's a one-time gift, but they are able to develop it, to sustain it, and most of the recipients, they end up having their own herd of goats, which is a pride for them and really a heart of thankfulness grow within them.
Maybe consider giving a goat to a family. Your gift would be a reminder of God's love and provision. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.